It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2084, recorded Thursday, March 19th, 2026. WTHDYBT. On this episode of the GizWiz, Dickie D has a what the heck is it for us, also a fancy toothbrush, plus a whole new category of gadgets, and I have another crappy corner for my apartment gadget theme. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Here's your gadget anesthetician. He'll put your gadgets down for surgery. Diggy D, how you doing? I'm reaching on that one. That was a reach. I had nothing in the chamber when we started the show. I didn't prepare for that one. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good. And you?
Doing good.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow's spring?
Ooh, I was unaware. That's nice.
Yeah, I think 10 in the morning in New York is still in cold, crappy weather. It was 31 last night. It may hit 50 tomorrow. Then the forecaster said for this first spring weekend, it may be 60 degrees Saturday and Sunday. And then we will go back to abnormally cold weather.
Yeah. That stinks. We've had a bit of a cold front. It's been in the like 40s, and then like at night. Today it was a lot warmer. It was like low 50s to 70 was the high, and it's warming up. But yeah, I think this whole coast got that little cold front. You got way worse.
And California is in a heat wave.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's been crazy. Let me think. Did anything fun happen over the weekend?
Let's see. On the news Wednesday, Amazon announced new pricing for 100,000 of their items for about half the country. Get it in 3 hours for $9.99.
Wow.
Or get it in 6 hours for $5.
Wow.
And I bought something.
And that's a month? Or is that per package?
Per package. But 3 hours is pretty good.
Yeah.
I believe they still offer the same day. If you order it early enough in the day, you can get it. I ordered something at noon, and I had it at about 7 p.m., and didn't cost anything because the order was more than $35.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's $2.99.
Yeah. And what I've done is done the 3 hour. So I'm outside in Orlando. They do have a 3 hour delivery window area, but I live outside of it. But what I can do is order 3 hour delivery to an Amazon locker, and then go drive over there and pick it up if I really need it. And it's like, you know, it's like, it's this thing that I know is on Amazon, but is really hard to buy on Best Buy and or wherever. And, you know, I can order it 3 hour delivery and I need it now. I did that for a gadget is actually now I'm remembering. There was a last minute gadget. I was like, I absolutely need a gadget. Let me do a 3 hour delivery to an Amazon locker and go pick it up.
That's great.
Yeah. So, that's fantastic. And it feels like magic. I mean, it just feels like this shouldn't be sitting here. Like, I can't believe that this is coming from an Amazon warehouse somewhere, and now I'm holding it in my hands.
It's great. It's great.
That's great. Okay, on to the show. I'm excited. We got some fun segments
We have. We'll start with the standard, what the heck is it? And then the third gadget is...
Something
as a
else.
New acronym, but you yes. think you know what the
I think I know what it
stands.
Means. I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. So here
so
is
here's the what
first.
The heck is it?
It's a what the heck is it? So Chad, chat room, and Dennis.
A towel.
What the heck is it?
Looks like a dog bowl. Like a food bowl.
Breast warmers?
Breast warm. You know what?
Maybe.
I think he has it. No, it's not that. Okay, what you are looking at...
A melon display.
Is...
I mean, I guess it's what you're looking for.
The adjustable height and angle cat bowl.
Oh, I was right.
All right.
You were right.
There's an instruction in here. It was a wonky one-sheet thing, which I don't know
it's
what
it's a way
I
to make salads okay. without it
there
flying all over the table.
There's a lever back here. All right. So you hold the lever forward.
So the angle
forward,
can be adjusted? I'm so interested.
And then you... when you let the lever go, that's the height of the cat bowl. I don't know if... Well, Chad has cats. We'll ask him.
Yeah. Cats and dogs, I think, can use this. I don't think it's species exclusive.
I guess this makes sense if you have a small cat. And then you can, I think it's a 15-degree angle, you can tilt the bowl. I mean, if it's water, you probably don't want to do this.
What? Whoa! No. Pops right out.
I didn't have to twist the lock, which I didn't do.
I don't know. It does have, you know,
you
what's
can put
good
the table it, for yourself. It,
oh, yeah. You know what? Don't have to use utensils. This is a great idea. No utensils anymore.
And if you're sure, you could put it at an angle.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
Yeah,
I forgot what I paid for it. I'm hoping, I guess you have to release it. Oh, okay. Release it. I get it.
It has four stops.
And I assume you can stop it at any particular height with the little levers. It's rubberized, so it doesn't slip easily. Actually, this is very good. It does not slip easily. I'm hoping it's under $20. What do you think?
$23.
$23. I forgot how much I paid. I buy so much stuff on Amazon. Elevated cat bowls.
Ooh, with hey, 19.
$19. 67 people rated it, 4.2 stars. That's it. It almost looks like at the gold mine when you used to bring out the gold.
Like scales.
the
scales, yes. The scales of justice.
The scales of food, would think the cats.
Now, yeah. And Amazon said that vets recommend this because, are you agreeing with
so
that?
So I've heard, yeah, I was going to bring this up too.
With cats?
It's like, I hadn't heard that vets recommend it. I've just heard it kind of floating around online that cats and also dogs too, that if they eat a little bit up, that it's better for digestion. That if they're eating kind of with their paws more up instead of digging into the bowl, that it helps. And I've seen the same thing for dogs too. Honestly, I have a cat, Jack-Jack, which maybe I should have bought something like this for him a long time ago, because he doesn't know how to drink water. Like, this is an actual thing. He doesn't know how to drink water. I remember as a child, I watched like Cats 101, and it talks about how cats, when they lap up water, they actually use the back of their tongue to scoop up the water into their mouth as a little spoon. Jack-Jack hasn't learned that ability. And so what he does is he licks the water and it gets everywhere. And he also doesn't know how to lean down to the water. So, you know, say the water bowl is right here. This cat, every time, will go up to the water bowl, he'll look at it, and then he'll like psych himself up, and then he has to do this like thing where he widens his paws to like get into the water. It's like a weird, it's like a ritual he does, and then he drinks, and then he splashes water everywhere because he doesn't know how to drink water. He gets enough water, but it's just like, oh my gosh, cat. So maybe something like this could help in that situation, especially with that sort of movement that, you know, I know my cat does to try to get down to the water. Yeah, absolutely.
And for also, I checked it just before the show, and I think it dropped a couple bucks in price.
Very cool. And I really liked that the bowls were removable and that you could just, you know, this is a stainless steel bowl, throw that in the wash.
Bowl, you put the bowl in, and then you turn it a quarter turn, and it locks it in place. So they're stainless, and they're very easy to click out and clean.
Yeah. I like this a lot. I actually really like it a lot because also the... Oh, that's cool. It has like a little rim for all the extra food
bits.
Oh,
that's clever. Oh, that's... You know what? That is clever.
Man, this is... You're selling me on this product, Dickie D. and then I like that the base is plastic because what almost always happens is, you know, water, especially with my cat, gets everywhere. And so having a plastic base versus any type of natural wood or, you know, some of those, they go fancy and do that type of stuff. Or metal even can get corroded in nasty ways. You know, I like the plastic. I think it's a great gadget and it's even dropped in price, $17 now. So that's great. That's great.
Excellent.
Okay. Excellent. Now,
next is
from the cat's mouth to yours.
To my mouth, yes. So let's take a look at my Amazon Find.
I had bought one of those toothbrushes that brushes all your teeth at one time. Okay, I bought it on Alibaba. It was like $15, okay. I did like it. It lasted 3 months. And I bought another one that lasted 4 months. And I thought, well, let me try something on Amazon, see if it lasts longer. And I found one. And the reason I thought this was interesting is I never saw one of these U-shaped toothbrushes that comes with two regular brushes. I thought, well, let's see what that looks like. And we'll look at it together. I paid $30 for it. Okay, and this is it. I also love that. I guess your teeth is 3D top and bottom, so this is 6D. 45-degree Paptis teeth brushing.
I looked at it on Amazon, and it said
the brush should be a 45-degree angle.
But Google did say you should brush your teeth.
That's the closest thing they could find for. P-A-P.
Is it P-E or P-A?
It's P-A.
Paptis?
I have never heard of that word.
A-I-C.
Never heard of that word.
Do you mean brushing with Pepsodent?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I typed in, it said, do you mean Pepsodent?
It feels like a bad mistranslate. Okay. The one I packed, but it's like capitalized and everything.
Like
I don't know.
Toothbrush. It comes with, it was $30, but you get several brush heads, and you get the two additional brushes.
Three of the 360 brush head
things. I'll just give you a pair of scissors. Don't worry, I'm not going to show you brushing my teeth, but we're recording this on a Monday.
When these hit CES...
So I can use it for like 3 or 4 days.
I mean, this was like the biggest rage.
And then
now
live
you
tell you what I think of it.
Buy it quite cheaply.
Right.
Or just buy it.
Better built than the other one. A little bit heavier. Have any charge in it? But I want to see how
what
those...
What kind of paste do you use?
You have to use foamy paste, which is very expensive for some reason. Oh, this is good. It doesn't shut off. Okay. So you get that. You get that. Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, proprietary charging.
Okay.
Brushes were stuck in the bottom.
I didn't see these. Oh. I was thinking, what? Is it USB? Oh, I hate this. If you buy a toothbrush, I did not look at this carefully. Just buy the one that you stick back in the base and it charges. I hate this.
Yeah. That means that you need like
you have to
at
plug
least
it in.
A brick and a wire in your bathroom to keep it.
You have to plug for the bath. I really don't read things carefully. I just buy stuff.
I don't read, so you have an advantage on me.
Yeah, I just buy stuff.
I assume you'll take this off.
It is nice that it can do both. Scott. That you
yes,
can
except
do I dare look at the instruction book in case this is not a pull off.
Except
I think this is the first product
worse.
I'm sending back just right after opening it. Okay? Look at how you have to change brushes. Use scissors.
Wait,
put
what?
In the middle of the bottom of the brush head shaft. Evenly exert force on both sides of the body, slowly tilting upwards.
Yeah, use it
then
as a wedge.
Hold the brush holder with your thumb and index finger and pull out slowly. Are they kidding me? So when you want to change from like this to that, you'll need scissors. And also, it doesn't sit in a base to charge. This is going back. So this is a kind of a very short video, but I may have saved you $30 or from having to return it. All right. Does it have a brand name? Yek. Y-E-K.
Yecky.
Yek-like. Yeah. It's yek-like. It's more like yek-like. I hate this.
Yeah, I've seen, so some like waterproof gadgets will have a thing where you like push through the silicone with that tiny little charger so it can kind of stay a bit waterproof, even though it's not like 100% waterproof. So I guess that's what they're doing there with that charger. But I agree with all the takes that you have.
You know, but because suppose everybody in the family's using this and some people want the straight brush and some people want the U-shape.
Yeah.
You're going to have a pair of scissors on the counter.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, I already sent it back and I ordered something new. And next week I'll open it.
See.
And we can see if I learned my lesson.
I was quite excited at the beginning because when we saw this at CES, they were expensive. They were, you know, if I remember correctly, around $100 or more.
Yes.
Like the other kind of electric toothbrushes that, you know, the high-end electric toothbrushes you see. And so this price, I was thinking, man, that's great. But they definitely cut some corners. And they cut so many corners, I don't think you want to use this.
No.
Yeah.
It's on its way back.
Okay, so we move to the next gadget, because when I saw this in the rundown, Diggy D said, not another what the heck is it, you know, with our typical WTHII is what we abbreviate it to, but with a new abbreviation, the WTHDYBT. And I think I, just from the first letters alone, I think I have decoded what WTHDYBT stands for. And I think it is, why the heck would you buy this? Is that right?
I just said, why the hell did you buy this?
Okay, great.
Very good. That's very good.
Fantastic. I'm glad I decoded it.
That was good.
Shall we jump in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fans of the show know all about the what the heck is it segment, but I'm starting something new, and I had to write down the initials. It's the WTHDYBT segment. This is one of them. And that stands for, why the hell did you buy that? Okay. So in the old days, there was more use for it. Okay. When people would invite me to a party, they would say, don't bring food, don't bring wine. Do you have some sort of a gadget, something that lights up so that we can have some entertainment at the event? This is one of those things that I would bring to a party. The disco ball wireless LED speaker with dancing lights. Also, this is very weird. I bought it from Deal of the Day, I think it's called.
It's a Marshall's.
It came from Marshall's.
Oh, my gosh. Right? That's so funny.
I guess they bought a ton of them from Marshall's.
Yeah, Marshall
didn't
bother to take
the presentation box.
Whoa.
Now you can see. Now how much would you pay?
Wow.
Half the budget was on the packaging.
Disco in a box. Disco in a box that's hard to open. Let's see here. Operation, wow. I got to be some... Oh, it's one of those USB, that kind of plug.
Oh.
You know what? It's got the little cap on it. Oh, okay. You know, I was going to say, this looks like it's very beat up. Turns out that the plastic is...
You can see how that really thing was shipped from one place to another.
Like, yes, exactly. Exactly. The mirror kept etching that plastic.
Whoa. All right. So we have it plugged in. I looked in the book. If it's red, it's charging. When a red light goes out,
that
it's fully charged.
Hilarious.
It does not operate. When
isn't
it's
that
in the charging position.
It's funny, but it's also so satisfying. Like compared
in
to
here,
a tiny
button.
You can
bolt it down to your desk if you want.
It is a riot.
You can bolt it to the ceiling, but you don't have to worry about doing that because it has a hanging hook built in.
Oh.
And that will let you do it. Actually, now that I see, the speaker output seems to be on the bottom.
Oh.
So maybe you don't want to bolt it to the ceiling. Anyway, we'll wait for it to charge up, and then we'll see how it actually operates.
I wish it could be used while it's plugged in.
It took a long time.
Yeah, like, you can. That would be good.
Three or four hours, which is strange, because the play time is like 3 or 4 hours. All right, I paired it.
Oh, that's nice.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This will be a help. Okay.
Yeah, one problem is the lights
are only two positions. There's that.
They're pointing directly at it, so the shine is only going to be on that one hemisphere.
But the blinking, I don't like at all.
And
I can tell just by this that it's not going to be tracking to the beat of the music.
No.
But I have
to It'd be cool if the individual LEDs turned on and off, and then you get like a color wave or something.
Rights. So.
It's the Giz Fizz with the Giz Whiz. It's kind of like Cheese Whiz. It's the Giz Fizz. And now your host, Matt's Mattis Ryder and the Giz Whiz, Dick DiBartolo.
I just lower it. I don't know. What do you think?
Great centerpiece for buffet.
Oh, you know, you're absolutely right. At a party, as Dennis said, put this on the table where the snacks are. It'll bring a party atmosphere. Okay, price. I got it at that daily deal for $12, $11.99. I thought that was pretty decent, but I thought I'd do a web search. And I found it on a place called Menards.
Oh, Menards. I've heard of that.
I know the name, but I've never bought anything there. And it was quite shocking because, okay, I paid $11.99 and thought I got a good deal.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
$4.44. Oh, wow.
I feel like the packaging
is worth more
than that.
Be aware, it does say while supplies last, but you can get it online if you're so inclined.
Also, why did the photographer use that shot where it looks like it's missing?
Yeah, it looks like
the
top is like cracked or broken or something.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a second.
But I can't, it's like, it seems well made. The packaging alone is impressive, but that is one weird picture.
Yeah. I really hate that it can't be used while plugged in.
Yeah,
that means
yes.
You have to unplug it or you have
to let it run
on battery.
Absolutely.
And then,
I mean, the only good thing about it is like if you put it on a picnic table or something, you don't have a cable.
Right.
But it would be nice if it could play while it's plugged in.
Right, right. It's just a temporary decoration, not
yeah.
not a useful, not this, you know, that I have, can run all the time.
No, not at all. Not yeah. at all.
And then the lights are also sad that it's only, you're pointing it on one edge of an entire yes. globe, so the reflection will only be back where that light is. So you're not going to get anything, you know, if you put this on the table, you're going to get no light on the ceiling.
No, absolutely.
You're just going to get it on the floor. Or if you
that's
flip
why
it upside
I put the
down.
White paper down. That, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah. So that's a little disappointing, too. But what a price. $4.44. But truly, why the heck would you buy it? Why the hell would you buy that? With that, let's move into the crappiness.
Yo, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. You know, we have had a lot of what the heck is this, would you buy it? Maybe we should do a quick...
Oh, yeah.
And you know what this gadget is? This is the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. It comes in a two-pack.
Is it some sort of a carrying device?
No, not really a carrying device.
Boy, no.
Well, we will find out.
Yeah, no, you got me.
Oh, and I forgot to link my video. So keep guessing, because I need to grab the link to the video.
Oh, upload. Okay. Wow.
It's floppy. There we go. And here is the video.
We are back at it with another apartment space-saving gadget. And I drink a lot of Diet Coke. So this gadget... Here it is, the whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget, is supposed to help me organize my cans. The idea is that this silicone mold will fit on the bottom of your refrigerator. It can also just be on a shelf if, you know, you have a whole bunch of maybe like a tea type of a can that doesn't need to be refrigerated. And then these grooves will help the cans stay in place if you want to stack them up in your fridge. So let's see how many we can get. There's a row of five on the bottom, and then that will hopefully make sure that they don't fall over when you keep stacking cans on top, and you can build a pyramid of cans to help you save space. I haven't done the math. What is that? Five plus four, that's nine. Plus three, that's 12. Then we got 15. That's awesome. So that's 15 cans right there. And the pack comes with two. So you could load it up as a big wall of cans or sort of like a line of cans. If I was like reaching in, I was trying to decide which would I like better in my fridge. Probably this situation rather than this situation. It is honestly pretty impressive because you saw this table before. It was full of cans. I mean, these cans take up a lot of space. So to be able to condense that down into just one line of cans is actually really cool. So 15 total per pyramid. And then what is... So this would be 12 right here. So this is a 12-pack of soda. So this is what a typical 12 pack would take up. Absolutely. One of the things I like about this is that I've seen other sort of like can dispensers that you might put in a tray and they kind of go around. They take up a lot of space with all that machinery. This takes up no extra space than the mat, and the mat basically takes up no space because the cans are so big. So actually pretty, pretty cool. So Dickie D, will you get this in your apartment?
I know. I think it's very clever.
Yeah. And one thing that I kind of forgot to kind of show off, which I didn't realize my shot was that far away, but is if you have a big stack of cans in the back, you can take them from the front and still leave these spaces. So the ridges, you know, I want to just kind of point that out, that if you have a big, big, big stack, you can still just take from the front, you know, if you had this, you can take from here, and then that will still make sure that it won't absolutely fall over.
Think it'll affect cooling the middle cans?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Okay. This is actually I'm like excited to throw in my fridge because all my cans sit up like this, and it does take up a lot more space if I can get more layers in there. I like it. Yeah. So let's look at the price. oh my gosh, if my computer will work.
$2 for $12.
$2 for $12. Okay. Go copy that. Oh my gosh! 1 second. I need to go over here. My computer is not working today. the cans cost me only $9 for a pack of two. Oh.
Okay.
Here they are. Just $9, and you can get different colors if you are.
Wow, and they come in colors?
Yeah, exactly. If you absolutely are looking to match the vibe of your refrigerator, you can get you can get colors there. I think like for a can solution, and like I said, I really kind of wanted to look at one of those weird things that kind of like helps keep a fresh can right at the front. Honestly, this takes up no space. That's the thing that I like the most, which fit perfect for this category. So there you go. Stack and mat for your cans. With that,
I like it.
Let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Jeff and Adam, and this video sort of reminds me of Antique Roadshow, where you buy something really cheap and then you find out it sells for how much? Anyway, here's Jeff's video.
Hey, Dickie, Dean, Chad. This is Jeff and Adam from New York with a Gadget Warehouse video. So this is a little different than a normal video that I've shown you guys. Let me show you the box. It kind of looks like a book. It's upside down. It's called an author's clock.
Ah.
Author's clock, volume 1. Let me show you what it is. It's supposed to be like a book, sort of. It kind of looks like a Kindle.
Oh,
but
yeah,
what it does is it shows the time, 8:59 p.m., and it kind of has quotes from famous authors, but inside the lingo or the wording is the time. So it does say it on top. You could actually make that disappear in the settings, which you get into with this little device, almost like a crown from a watch, like an Apple Watch or something like that. And I'm going to wait for it to turn. But as you could see, the famous quote from Edgar Jobson, The Terrible Twins, it shows the name of the movie. And pretty soon, you can set it how often you want it. There you go. I had it set for a minute at 9 p.m., so it's Tom Wolfe, A Man in Full. So it keeps changing the time. You could do it in any intervals you want. I decided to do a minute. And that's basically it. It's USB-C. It does run on a battery once you charge it. Has a little gold stand here. Nice, I guess, made out of wood, which is kind of cool looking. That's about it. It's really simple. Now, it has Wi-Fi, but you don't need Wi-Fi to operate it. You need Wi-Fi to update it. I did an update when I got it. I only paid $5 for it. I looked online and
Wow. Gave
it about $200, which it was brand new, which I guess someone who got it's not a big fan of reading, I guess, or books. But it kind of reminds me of a Kindle. And that's about it. So the Wi-Fi, you put on there, it updates it. If you don't want to update it, it'll just play every, you know, full day, every minute. It'll be another book, and it doesn't repeat itself till the next day unless you update it with new quotations. So that's kind of what it is. There you go, 901 again. This is James Twinings and the Gilded Seal. So probably makes you want to read that book if you're interested in the quote, but just another great way to tell time. So hope you guys like this in the audience and love your show. Keep up the great work. Have a great day. Bye.
That's awesome. That was my first question. Was like, Does it just have a database in there? So yeah, I guess it just has a database until, and then so you can update that.
I mean,
database.
What a concept! I mean, what a weird thing.
Find quotes that mention time, and then
to the minute that. Because it doesn't do seconds. Yeah. It just
yeah.
So you'll only know. But he paid $5, and I went to Amazon, and there it is on Amazon.
That is too funny. That is way too funny.
200, and that...
That's crazy.
It's kind of amazing.
It's such a simple little device. It's obviously so well made. E-ink screens aren't super cheap yet. I honestly wish e-ink screens were a lot cheaper than they are, because I think e-ink is just so cool, and honestly... I wish that so many gadgets could somehow incorporate just e-ink in it. It would make it so nice. It's crazy.
This reminds me of, and I went to the theater 3 times and could never get in because it was sold out. It was I think the movie was just called The Clock, and it was a movie in which every scene, there is a clock, and the time moves through everything that's happening. So it's like a 2.5-hour movie. When you go in, say, the first clock says 9 o'clock. By the time you get out of the theater, 2.5 hours later, you have seen the movie. But every single scene would have had a clock that was showing what would be the exact time if you were looking at your watch while living through this adventure. It just seems so insane that I said to Dennis, let's go see it. We got to, the line was like 3 blocks long. I'm thinking, oh, everybody likes insanity.
Everyone's curious.
Everybody.
So funny. Yeah. Was it the series 24 like that? I think that the TV
24 sort of was like that.
Or like kind of loosely. I'm sure that the movie did it better.
They would do a segment of time, and you were watching it minute by minute.
Exactly. Very cool. Exactly. Very cool.
But that was amazing, Jeff. I always think someone said, you know, I should design a clock that, when the minute comes up, it picks up what is written in a book.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost seems like a college project. That's a real. It seems like a little bit like a hey, you have to include, you have to make a gadget. What are you gonna do? Oh, I'll make a clock, and it'll show quotes from times and times are mentioned.
That is amazing. Well, Jeff, you win Shopper of the Month, probably the year.
There's two sizes. I didn't realize there's the volume 2. Oh, currently unavailable.
Currently unavailable. Jeff got the last one.
Maybe. What an interesting product. It's obvious that someone had so much care with that product. From the box, from the fact that it does one thing. I don't know. Yes. Very cool. With that, let's move into the letter. Now.
All right, so the email is from a PR person I know. He's representing a new product, and it sounds fascinating, and I thought I would give you the link.
Yeah.
So it's a private social network that runs from a device in your home, so there's no ads, there's no digital tracking, there's no public discovery, and I'm just wondering, does this sound like something interesting, or is this something you could set up on your own? The device, I think, is $129. So only people in the family and your friends can sign on to this network.
Yeah.
So that you can share things without worrying about getting hacked, I guess.
Or, yeah.
Does that sound interesting?
Yeah, a little bit. I was very confused. I looked at this before the show because I was so confused when you sent this over. And I was like, how on earth is, like, you know, this small device helping create a network? And, like, how is it working? Like, and then the how does this work doesn't, like, help anything at all. And so I deduced...
Oh, okay.
I deduced, basically, so you plug this in and it makes a server, basically. It, like, generates a server so that whenever you, like, say, want to post a photo, instead of uploading it to online, to Twitter or wherever, Facebook or wherever, and even in those clouds, even in that situation, you can hit private or whatever. The founder in one video was like, if you just don't want to ever upload a photo of your children to the internet, how do you share? Like, you know, that's kind of the idea is, if I never want my photos to go to Google or Facebook or whatever, because I feel like, you know, they're my kids and I want to keep it super private and I just don't want them to be on there, this is kind of the way to do it, because I assume once you invite everyone, they'll basically save photos to this device, you know, and then it'll be there. And if you absolutely wanted to get rid of it, you could take a hammer to the device and destroy it. And now it's not on the internet anymore. You know, it was so confusing to me, is how could you post something without it being on the internet while still being an app that everyone uses? And I think that is what is happening, is this device is like a little server where all your stuff happens. And then you have to use their app. Now, I will say, this is a little bit critical, but the screenshots they have of their app give me absolutely zero confidence. This is a good app. This app looks bad. It looks not well designed at all off of first impressions. But it's completely private, so maybe you could just deal with that. And maybe it does it, you know, good enough. But I can absolutely see the appeal, because I have family members who want to stay, you know, private, who don't like it, you know, don't really want their images uploaded online. And so this is a way to get them onto an online platform that is completely controlled by you. The hope there, you know, the thing is you're still plugging in a computer and you're still plugging it into the internet. And so the hope is that device never gets hacked, or that this company is not doing anything where they say, oh, that device is plugged in. Okay, let me put that onto my cloud now. You know, you still have to really trust this device, because it's still just a computer that could still publicly share your information, especially if it's somehow connected to the internet. So you could invite people in and, you know, they can interact with an app. So interesting. It's incredibly interesting.
Okay.
And the idea is, I guess you could do this yourself. You know, you could host your own server at your house. That's not a super difficult thing to do. The difficult thing to do would be to make a platform and an interface and a user and an app so that people could actually communicate and that everyone feels like, you know, this is an actual thing that I can use. So yeah, I think this is a really interesting. And I like it. I applaud it. I think it's so cool. I think that basically, you know, a service that's your home server, you know, instead of talking to Facebook, I just talk to my thing that I bought at home. That's awesome. I actually think that's really cool.
Okay.
So yeah. And I'm still kind of just going off of what I saw on the website. So
yeah, no, I didn't understand it, and I said, oh, yeah. Chad will understand it.
I'm still
Chad
not sure that I have it 100% understood, but that's kind of the only logical way that I could make this whole product make sense, is that you buy, you know, basically a $130 server that is the size of a credit card that sits in your house, and that you control the social network that runs on that little server.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. It reminds me, one more final thing, is it reminds me a lot of, so do you know the service called Plex? Anyway, it's a service that you can host your own video files. So if you had either ripped a DVD or have, you know, videos like movies and TV shows, you can use Plex as an interface to communicate with your own home media server. So if you have a home media server that has all those files and TV shows on it, Plex is a great interface to kind of communicate with that at home. And so it's your own library of content, but you use Plex the app to communicate back home, and you don't have to maintain an app, and you don't have to worry about how how do servers work. I don't really know. Just Plex handles it, which is kind of cool. And this is, almost seems like Plex, but for a social network. It's kind of cool. With that, I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. We really appreciate your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a big old Patreon banner there, and that'll take you to our Patreon page. Also, underneath that big Patreon banner is a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal if you want to give and tip via PayPal. So we got a few options for you there. Head on over to gizwiz.tv where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And if we are not live, all the episodes are there after the fact so you can catch them and watch them and enjoy all of our previous gadgets. While we're live, make sure you join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks who are sharing links, discussing the episode live, talking about their gadgets and sharing their opinions. Join the chat room if you watch it live. I absolutely recommend it. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link, head over to gizwiz.biz for that. And while you're there, play the original, the supreme. What the heck is a game? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. You gotta guess what this is. And this is obviously a failed ergonomic chair design. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.